positions among the Jews. One, the Pharisees believed in the resurrection, but the Sadducees did not. To remember that, they say they were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. So these Sadducees are the ones who ask our Lord about the resurrection, and they've probably already tried this out with the Pharisees, and they probably couldn't answer the question, so they figured it would be worth trying out on our Lord. They posed that question about the woman who married the seven brothers, and at the resurrection, who will she be married to? And our Lord's answer is none of them. Okay, the Lord explains that marriage and reproduction are unnecessary once death has been destroyed. We will be totally occupied with God as the angels are right now. St. Thomas Aquinas says that marriage is the highest form of friendship. It's the highest form of communion between two human persons. Okay? But the gospel tells us that there is a greater love than any love we can experience here below. This type of communion of intimacy is so great, so intense, that these worldly intimacies are as nothing in comparison with them. Okay, and so that's why our Lord says that in heaven we're not married to any particular person. Okay, our focus is on God and that intimacy with Him. It's on account of this gospel that, like, religious life or virginity, celibacy is called the angelic virtue, because priests and religious who forego the great good of marriage witness to a love greater than any love we can experience here below. Okay? They willingly renounce human love because they have found a superior one. That virginal charism is a capturing of the heart by God. Celibacy is a witness to an eternal kingdom, a kingdom not of this world. Like in theology, they call it an eschatological sign. It's a sign of a new heavens and a new earth, a new world. And maybe right now they say celibacy is under attack. And there's a story of a seminarian who was approached by a lay Catholic activist who said to the seminarian, "I'm really rooting for you guys to be able to get married." And the seminarian said that he found the man's remarks wounding. He said, "We view celibacy as a gift, a deep personal commitment to the Lord. It would be like me saying to a married person, I'm really rooting for you to be allowed polygamy." Okay? So like we say, celibacy, according to St. Thomas, is an emptiness for God. To be celibate means to be empty for God, to be free and open to His presence, to be available for His service. So celibacy is not a handicap to the priesthood. It's a catalyst for the radical dispossession of this world. And nowhere is this radical dispossession of this world more clear than in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In his Rosary prayer book, Father Peyton has a meditation on the Annunciation, and he says that Mary simply loved God unto virginity, and that's how she became the Mother of God. She loved God unto virginity. That she was giving up anything never even occurred to her. Okay? That was Mary loved on earth as the angels. Mary loved God on earth as the angels and saints love God in heaven. And so this is the intimacy that God holds out to us, even beyond the closest intimacy of this world. Okay? So as the children of this age marry and are given in marriage, we more and more set our hearts on a love, a unity, a union that is not of earth, the unity of heaven, the life of heaven.